So, maybe you're looking for a way to get started with an exercise routine. We have maybe the program for you. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on WPR News. And we've got a guest to help you out. Jen Witte joins us now. She's the Health Promotion Programs Coordinator for the UW-Madison Extension Health and Well-Being Institute. Jen will tell us about Strong Bodies. It's an exercise program geared toward the older age groups, and it's available just about everywhere in the state. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. Do you have regular fitness routines? What do you do? Maybe you're participating in Strong Bodies. If you are, I'd love to hear from you about it. If you don't have a routine, what prevents you from exercising? We always like to hear from you, so give us a call. The number 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Jen Witte, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hi, Larry. I'm happy to be here.
Maybe first just start out with very basic. What is Strong Bodies?
Yeah, great question. So Strong Bodies is an evidence-based strength training program. So back in the 90s, there was research at Tufts University that looked at the benefits of strength training on aging adults, specifically looking at functional strength, being able to do all the things that they want to do during their day, benefits with arthritis, bone mineral density, things like that. And then after publishing the research, they found out that a lot of people reached out saying, hey, this is great. We're finding out about this, but how do we actually do this in real life? So they developed this community-based program where we train leaders who go out and meet people where they actually are. So we're in places of faith, senior centers, all over the state where people naturally meet. And they join and strength train twice a week, getting those muscles stronger so they can stay independent and healthy in their homes.
It looks pretty cool. I watched an hour. There was an hour-long video of it. Wisconsin Public Media had put it together with someone leading a group, and I thought it was a really great program. Is it the same thing as the Strong Women program?
That's a great question. Yes, it is. So Strong Women is what originally came out of that research at Tufts. And probably for over a decade, we referred to it as the Strong Women program. And then we started realizing over time that some women were bringing their husbands into class because they saw that their husbands also could benefit from strength training, because we all can. And over time, we realized that Strong Women might not be the best way to get all the people that need to strength train out there doing it. So it was rebranded to Strong Bodies not quite 10 years ago now.
Right away, somebody's going to say, well, how much does it cost?
Oh, that's a great question. So really across the state, we encourage all of our programs that are offering it to be community affordable. So on average, the program for a 10 to 12 week series will be anywhere from $20 to maybe $40 for a series.
You know, I think it's good to charge something. I mean, for no other reason than if you've invested 20 or 40 bucks, you're probably going to be more likely to keep going with it.
Oh, 100%. Having a little bit of skin in the game can help, but also that charge helps to keep the local program sustainable. So that charge over time can help build up a little pool of funds to buy additional weights as participants get stronger. It can send new leaders to training so that way they can build up more capacity and more classes offered in the community. So that small contribution really can go a long way over time.
Jen, how did you get involved in this program?
Yeah, so back in 2015, I was a county-based educator for Extension, and Strong Bodies was one of the first community-based programs I started offering locally. And after being in that role for, gosh, almost 6-7 years, I decided a position opened statewide where I could support it statewide, which is what I'm doing now. But really that those local classes were my favorite part of my role back then, just really connecting with the community members as people, because you get to see them twice a week for 10 to 12 weeks. weeks, and some of them would come back series over series. So we really got to grow a really lovely community and a lot of connection in those classes. And after being in that role for so many years, you kind of have a passion for the benefit that you see participants get from it. And that's why then I transitioned into my current space.
Yeah. Do you enjoy exercise in your personal life?
I have traditionally always been a little more active, but when I was reflecting actually just with my husband the other night, I realized that I actually do exercise better with community, with people. If you have that buddy that, you know, somebody keeping you accountable, you do a lot better, right? And I think that's what's nice about the Strong Bodies program too, is that people notice if you don't show up to class, right? So you kind of feel like you have to be there just for that part, too.
Mary in Janesville has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
And what's on your mind?
Well, I've been going to Strong Bodies for about 4 years now, and I just love it. We meet two or three times a week, and the group of women that I have met there are just so fun, and we have such a good time together, and we look forward to seeing each other during the week. And it's just and plus using the weights, we keep trying to make our weights go up as the weeks go by, and so it's doing us such a good, so good for us, and we enjoy it very much.
Oh. And, you know, and thanks for calling, Mary. And, you know, her comment is interesting, too, because not only is it the your body's strength, but you're getting a chance to meet some other people. It's a great place for that.
It is a great place for that. And it wasn't until, so with our series, we asked that people complete, you know, end of series evaluations just so we can kind of get feedback on some of the benefits that our participants are seeing. And it wasn't until after COVID hit and we transitioned to virtual programming that we started asking people about that feeling of social connectedness. And especially during COVID, overwhelmingly, I think, and I'm going back, might not be a perfect data here, but it was somewhere between 75 and 80% of our participants said that they felt more socially connected just from Strong Bodies, and they were logging into a virtual program. It wasn't even the direct face-to-face, but just knowing that there was a community out there sharing what they were sharing really helped with that feeling of social connectedness, which is so important because research has come out lately that shows that social isolation can have as great of an effect on our health, like our risk of dying, as smoking 15 cigarettes a day, right? So we know that social connection is equally as important as things like physical activity and nutrition and sleep. So, yeah, Strong Bodies is a great place for a lot of our older adults to create a new community.
And, you know, we've already excited Alice, I believe. Alice sent us an email. She's moving to Minnesota. Is the program there? How can she get certified to be an instructor? So a couple of questions. They have a program in Minnesota, and how could she be certified?
Right. So as far as I know, Minnesota's extension is who houses the program for the state and does the training. To my knowledge, currently Minnesota does not have Strong Bodies going, but what Alice could do to get it going would be to reach out to the local extension or the regional extension offices there and just let them know that it's an interest. That would be a great way to just kind of get that ball rolling. But in the meantime, we do offer virtual programming. We have since COVID hit. So every Tuesday, Thursday, we offer a virtual class at 9 a.m. that people Zoom into from all across the state and even outside the state. So she would be more than welcome to continue to join us even after she goes across state lines.
Yeah. Well, that certification to be an instructor, though, what is there a certain amount of time or is there a certification program?
Yeah, so our leaders are asked to take a one-day training. So it's not as in-depth as what you would think for, like, individuals that maybe are becoming certified personal trainers or things like that. So our training is very specific to just the 10 strengthening exercises that are done within the Strong Bodies program. And our so community lay leaders can get trained to volunteer to offer it. It's a one-day, 8-hour training, and we get them all set up to understand how to offer for the program, how to coach and observe the exercises to make sure that participants are doing them safely and effectively. And we also give them some modifications that they can offer participants if there's a reason why the original exercise just doesn't work for them.
Maybe Alice could get that training before she goes to Minnesota. How do you find out about being certified? I mean, is there an online application or something?
Yeah, so if you go to our Strong Bodies website, the easiest way to get there is just to Google Strong Bodies Wisconsin, and we'll be the first website that pops up with a UW-Madison crest on it. It'll be right there at the top. And then when you go to our website, you can click on Information for Leaders, and then they can look up more information about when the trainings are and what's all covered. We do offer 3 leader trainings every year. The next one's actually in April in Madison, and then this year we're heading over to Eau Claire in August and then up into the Appleton area in November to host them.
So maybe Alice or anybody else could get signed up for that program, even if she's in Minnesota. I suppose she could come over and take that program.
She could get the training. Yeah, we usually encourage if people are going to be community-based leaders to get aligned with another nonprofit or an agency just to help support with the logistics of the program and provide some of that oversight supports. We really like our volunteers just to be able to just show up and volunteer and lead the class without having to worry about the other logistics. So getting connected with another nonprofit or agency can be helpful. But that's something that we can also support our leaders with. So anyone who's interested can always reach out to us and we'll help work with them to identify another nonprofit or agency that can provide that support.
Very cool. Jen Witte, our guest, Health Promotion Programs Coordinator for UW-Madison Extension Health and Wellbeing Institute, our guest as we talk about the program called Strong Bodies. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Tomorrow on the show, we'll answer your questions about income taxes with Mary Mellum, and then we visit the last segment with Patricia McConnell, who's written a novel. That's her first novel, as a matter of fact, I believe. It's called A Way to Me, which is actually a command. It's a novel, but it's a command that a trainer will give to her or his dog, A Way to Me, when you're herding sheep or something else. So looking forward to that. Right now we're talking the Strong Bodies program with Jen Witte of UW-Madison Extension Health and Wellbeing Institute. Vic in Amherst Junction has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Vic.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I just wanted to put a word out there to all the men out in the audience that it is such a great program. My wife got me involved. I'm a long-time runner, and she said, Vic, you know, you're good down there, but time to take care of your back. And I taught for 33 years, and I was getting a tech back, and I wasn't really doing much upper body stuff and decided to get involved. And then a running buddy of mine got involved with me, and we were the first men in the program in Amherst. Now we've got over 52 people in the program, and we've grown to 2 classes on Mondays and Wednesdays, 8:30 in the morning and 10:30 in the morning, and it's been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and he's an instructor as well, if I'm not mistaken. And that's great, Vic. And Jen, talking about the growth of the program in Amherst Junction, there, as I looked on, you have a map online somewhere showing these dots where all these programs are going, and there are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. And I do have to shout out to Vic and that team because they are great up there. A lot of energy and just really strong leadership. But yes, like last year, in Wisconsin, we had over 130 different sites that were operating with over 500 series offered throughout the year. So for a lot of our residents within the state, there's hopefully a class that's fairly close to them if it's something that they're interested in. Otherwise, if they have access to a computer or a tablet or a phone, it can be at your fingertips with a Zoom class as well.
And there are programs in Madison for sure.
Yeah, and the Madison program is continuing to expand. So I know that when you look at the Dane County, and I don't have it up in front of me right now, there's at least 5 or 6 classes across the county. And speaking with a local educator who coordinates the classes there, they have 2 or 3 already in the works that will be kicking off within the next few months as well. So, yep, it's that program specifically is continuing to grow and expand.
Tell you what, I watched that video, and I'll be retiring at the end of June, and I'll be looking into that program myself. I do a lot of jogging and so forth, but I could use a little more of what you guys are showing and doing, and maybe explain kind of what the exercises are about. You're not lifting 500-pound weights here or anything like that.
Oh, no, correct. So the goal of the program is to meet all participants where they are when they come into the program. So no matter what your experience is with strength training, no matter what your current strength levels are, we can meet you where you are. All of the exercises use hand weights, so like hand dumbbells. Some people will build up to some leg weights for some of the exercises, and some just use your own body weight. And the goal is to build strength in all of our major muscle groups. And those major muscle groups are our major muscle groups because we use them every day just to kind of do the things that we need to do going about the day, carrying in the groceries, pushing a cart, sitting and standing from a chair. So we're really building up functional strength that helps keep people able to engage in all the things they want to do and feeling good throughout their day.
Sue sent us an email. She loves the program. After moving into an osteoporosis diagnosis, 5 years of this program moved her back to osteopenia, which is much better, and she highly recommends it. You have some, I bet you've got a ton of stories about people really helping themselves out.
We do, and I think that any instructor in the program could tell you that after you get going in the program, your participants are coming up to you all the time, sharing small anecdotes about how they can now get on the floor to play with their grandkids. They can do some of the hobbies that they didn't think they would be able to do anymore. This past fall, we had a really sweet one that came through that was shared with a local leader there, where she had shared that, for 5 years she had been participating in Strong Bodies after retirement, and it had gone through some things like caregiving with one of her parents, and she had some injury, but was dealing with the imminent loss of her sister. And she woke up one morning, like, just not wanting to do anything, not thinking that she even had the energy to join in Strong Bodies, but did it because she knew that it would make her feel better. And she said that after going to class that day, it reminded her that she had the strength to tackle whatever she may lie ahead. And I think that just reinforces that, yes, like, Strong Bodies helps us with strength and functional things, helping with arthritis and diabetes management, all those things. But also that community that we've already touched on today, that also matters, often beyond what the workout itself, the benefits of the workout itself bring.
Yeah. Donna in Amherst, we'll go to you now. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I am calling. I've been a participant of Strong Bodies for the past 3 years or so, and I have to say it is an incredible program. It is life-changing. I'm 76 years old, and I feel great. What is so good about it is the types of exercises that we do, they're all done very slow. I used to go to the gym and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, you're always moving fast. With Strong Bodies, it's all mindful. You know what muscles you're using, how to use them, what the best form is. You can add weights as you go along. And I have found it a game changer for me in terms of balance, strength, and things I wasn't able to do before, I can do now.
Oh, boy. What a great comment from Donna, Jen.
Yeah, I'm glad that we got that on air. That was fabulous. And honestly, what Donna shared, I'm so grateful that she was able to find the program and find those benefits. But we do hear that time and time again that the way our program is structured, you're in community with other people to keep you accountable. We go nice and slow, so that way you're getting your bang for your buck. A lot of time and tension, as we call it, with that muscle, to gain muscle, because we're going nice and slow. So people are getting the physical benefits and the community benefits. Yeah, it's always great to hear from people like Donna, for sure.
Oh, that definitely, for sure. Well, what if somebody isn't able to stand for the whole program? Should they start somewhere else, or I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, great question. So with all of our exercises, some of them are done standing, some are done seated. There's four exercises that are done on the floor, but what we always say is we meet people where they are. So all of the exercises can be modified. So if you can't stand for extended periods of time, many of the exercises that are standing can be done seated for people that can't go to the floor. We have modifications working the same muscles that don't require you to go to the floor, where you can do them seated or up against a wall for assistance. So with most people coming in the door, we should be able to find a modification that works for them if they do have some limitations.
We got a call from Rita, who couldn't stay with us, but I think Rita's from Minnesota, and she's calling to say that a program in Minnesota is called SAIL, or Stay Active and Independent for Life program, usually offered through a community service program like a high school or church. They're free classes, usually once or twice a week. So they have the SAIL program, but, you know, they could maybe have strong bodies too. Why not?
Right. I think it's always nice for people to have options, right? I personally love strong bodies. That's why I'm so happy to be able to support it statewide. But people need to find what works for them. The goal is to get people active, to keep those muscles strong, and to get people connected, right? So whatever program can do that for people, they're gonna find benefits.
You know, I think one of the barriers to exercise is not knowing quite what to do. It seems like this is a way to make sure you feel confident. You have, you know, you're taught good form. You're doing things that will not hurt your body. And I think having confidence is, well, how important to you is confidence while exercising?
Right. Well, and I think you touch on something that's really important, is a lot of our aging adults, depending on like if they were able to participate in sports in high school, and some of our women, there weren't women's sports in high school when they were going, you know, through high school.
Sure.
So there is a lack of confidence sometimes in knowing what to do, even if they did have a gym membership, right? So having that trained leader that can guide them on form really does help make them feel more comfortable that what they're doing is safe, and they can feel that it's effective. And we sometimes see that some of our participants will join for a series or two, get really comfortable with the exercises, and then transition over to a local like YMCA or other fitness facility because they already had a membership there for other things, right? And we celebrate that, right? As long as we can get people comfortable and continuing to strength train, because it's not a one and done thing. It's something we need to do lifelong. We celebrate, however, we can get people doing that consistently.
Florence wonders, are the virtual programs synchronous or non-synchronous?
They are synchronous. So every Tuesday, Thursday, we have two individuals, colleagues from Extension, and sometimes guest leaders that are trained leaders from across the state that lead classes live on Zoom. So we have four series a year. They're all 11 to 12 weeks long. So we pretty much will have a series, a week break, and kick off another one. And you'll get a wide variety of our colleagues across the state leading them.
And the programs themselves, they're not static. I mean, you're changing things throughout the hour that you're working, but even within that, those are changed as well, or from time to time, just to give you a little variation or variability, if I'm not mistaken.
The set of exercises does stay the same, but the goal throughout the program as you
that
go over
changes.
Time. Is to progress. Yeah. So as we are leading the program. The first couple of weeks, we want participants that are new just to get really comfortable with the exercises, know that they're doing the exercises in good form, and we'll give them feedback to make sure that they're doing the exercises in good form. And then after that, the change is the change in resistance. We want them to progress because you're not going to see the great benefits with bone mineral density gains or blood sugar management or arthritis, you know, management without really building those muscles stronger. So we continue to coach over the series then to get participants as they're able and as their muscles get stronger to move up to heavier weights. So we want to continue to change up the resistance as people are able, but we stay with the same set of exercises.
Yeah, that makes good sense. If you can see, okay, I'm doing these exercises a lot easier, or I can use more weights, this is going to give me more confidence as I move along. Makes good sense to me, Jen. And again, if you we have a link on our Larry Mueller Show site, but if you type in Strong Bodies Wisconsin into the computer, it's probably going to pop up.
It is. It'll be the top one on your search because we're the only one out there in Wisconsin. Yep.
All right, Jen, thanks a bunch. We'll get you back and we'll do this again. I think it's important to promote it, and I thank you for being with us. Jen Witte is the Health Promotion Programs Coordinator for UW-Madison's Extension Health and Wellbeing Institute. Great to have her with us. We've got a great team, Clara Kniper, Joel Patnod, Lee Rayburn, Jeff Robbins, our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Big thanks to everybody who attended the Green and Garden Living Expo over the weekend. It was a lot of fun.